This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
We've got Carolina on our minds this week, specifically North Carolina. Hey gang, this is episode 202 of the Dorky, Geeky, Nerdy Trivia Podcast. I'm your host, Brian Rollins, and this week, it's North Carolina trivia that we're covering. As always, we've got three rounds of 10 questions each. I ask, you get a timer, and then we see how you did. Simple enough? I think so. With that, let's start things off with the Dorky Round. Number 1. What is the largest city in North Carolina? Charlotte. Number 2. Born in Wilkesboro, what actor starred in the Hangover trilogy and also interviews people between two ferns? Zach Galifianakis. Number 3. What North Carolinian plays the title character in the Showtime series, Dexter? Michael C. Hall. Number 4. Born in North Carolina, who was the first U.S. president to be impeached? Andrew Johnson. Number 5. Called various things like traitor, whistleblower, and hero, what security consultant fled the U.S. in 2013 and was granted Russian citizenship in 2022? Edward Snowden from Elizabeth City, North Carolina. Number 6. Born in Winston-Salem in 1918, what bombastic sportscaster covered boxing, football, and even the Olympics? Howard Cosell. Number 7. What state borders North Carolina to the north? Virginia. Number 8. What popular soft drink was born in New Bern, North Carolina? Pepsi. Number 9. What donut shop first opened in North Carolina back in 1937? Krispy Kreme Donuts. Number 10. What aircraft first took flight on December 17, 1903? In Kitty Hawk? The Wright Flyer. It was the first heavier-than-air powered flight. The Geeky Round. Number 1. What is the capital of North Carolina? Raleigh. Number 2. What North Carolina actress played a vampire queen in True Blood and a sentient android on the series Westworld? Evan Rachel Wood. Number 3. What 2003 Civil War movie starred Jude Law, Nicole Kidman, and Renee Zellweger? Cold Mountain. Number 4. Four teenagers make a very bad 4th of July choice in what 1997 North Carolina-based slasher film? I Know What You Did Last Summer. Number 5. Born in Canonapolis, what beloved NASCAR driver died in a sudden last-lap crash in Daytona in 2001? Dale Earnhardt. Number 6. What state borders North Carolina to the west? Tennessee. Number 7. What is the nickname for the University of North Carolina? The Tar Heels. Number 8. What modern conveyance is not allowed on Bald Head Island? Cars. Travelers have to use golf carts or bikes to get around. Number 9. What jazz pianist from Rocky Mount gave us Round Midnight, Ruby My Dear, and In Walked Bud? Thelonious Monk. Number 10. What infamous pirate hunted the coastline of North Carolina and met his end in the Outer Banks in 1718? Edward Teach, better known as Blackbeard. The Nerdy Round. Number 1. What 1988 movie was listed as the number one sports movie of all time by Sports Illustrated? Bull Durham. Number 2. What actress played Ainsley Hayes on The West Wing and Detective Callie Duchesne on CSI Miami? Emily Proctor. Number 3. Born in Grabtown, what actress was married to Mickey Rooney, Artie Shaw, and Frank Sinatra? Ava Gardner. Number 4. What actress played an animal behaviorist in the second Jurassic Park movie, as well as a rebel leader in the last two Hunger Games movies? Julianne Moore. Number 5. Born in Pinehurst, who was the chairman of the WWE from its inception until his retirement in 2022? Vince McMahon. Number 6, born in Pineville, what president added Texas, Oregon, and the Mexican secession to the United States between 1845 and 1849? James K. Polk. Number 7. What newscaster from North Carolina rose to national fame both as a World War II correspondent and as a leading critic of McCarthyism? Edward R. Murrow. Number 8. What current owner of the Charlotte Hornets once played basketball for the University of North Carolina in the early 1980s? Michael Jordan. He did a few other things in basketball as well. Number 9. Located in Asheville, what is the largest mansion in the United States? The Biltmore Estate. Number 10. Greensboro pharmacist Lunsford Richardson created what to help with his son's croup? Vicks Vapor Rub. And that's all the questions we've got from North Carolina. Here's a few bonus facts. Unofficially, North Carolina was the last state to secede from the Union during the Civil War. Tennessee had unofficially left before North Carolina, but didn't make it official until after. While a slave state, it wasn't until Lincoln called for the invasion of South Carolina that North Carolina decided to join the Confederacy. It's the 9th largest state by population and 28th in landmass. North Carolina was the 12th state to enter the Union, making it one of the last of the 13 colonies to ratify the Constitution. So, North Carolinians, did I miss anything interesting about your state? Let me know on dorkygeekynerdy.com or via social media. I'll warn you, I recorded this episode way in advance because I'm currently on a much-delayed anniversary trip with my wife to Universal Orlando and Disney World. If I don't respond to you this week, it's nothing personal, I promise. We'll be back next week with another episode of Dorky, Geeky, Nerdy. Here's a clue to tide you over. What state has had more U.S. presidents born there than any other? Hardcore history nerds should know this one. Plus, we're running out of states. In fact, we've only got 10 left. So that ought to narrow things down a bit. See you back here next Wednesday. This has been episode 202 of the Dorky, Geeky, Nerdy Trivia Podcast. The music was provided by Jason Shaw at audionautics.com. This podcast was written, produced, and hosted by me, Brian Rollins. You could find me at thevoicesinmyhead.com. Thanks for listening. Immortality isn't just about living forever. Sometimes, it's about forever refusing to let things die. For his 15th birthday, David Rose wishes for things to go back to the way they were. He wants the nightmares to end, the bullies to leave, and the claustrophobic memories of his near drowning to disappear, not to mention his surreal encounter with a mythical creature. He stands with his little sister Rachel in front of their mother's grave and pledges to seek the truth about what really happened on that terrible evening a year ago. But this quest for truth threatens to unleash a sinister plot centuries in the making. David must awaken in time to the incredible truth, to his newfound powers, and to the realization that to protect his family and survive in a world he's always known, he must come to grips with the dark secrets of a world he never knew existed. Evolved Publishing presents An Extraordinary Adventure Through Time, an epic tale of hesitant heroism and the timeless battle between good and evil in the first book in the David Rose series of young adult fantasies, The Awakening of David Rose, written by Daryl Rothman and narrated by Brian Rollins. Available now on Audible, iTunes, Spotify, and more.